Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me?
Greetings. It is such a joy to bring you devotion sponsored by the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Dave Thomas, the priest in charge of Holy Saviour's Parish, Kett Island, God's good land. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The wedding attendants cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them, can they? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak, for the patch pulls away from the cloak, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wine skins. Otherwise the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are ruined. But new wine is put into fresh wine skins, and so both are preserved." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. The wedding feast connection to the question of fasting does raise some interesting thoughts. Jesus said that as long as he was with the disciples, they needed to discard some ways. Their interpretation of the old ways was a stumbling block for them to realize what God's teachings were all about. The old ways and their interpretation of them were never questioned, and it was the right time to do that. This new way of interpreting the scriptures that Jesus brought to the scene was different and perhaps hadn't been done in about 70 years. When the church moved to the West and continued in the Greek way of thinking, once a tradition was established, it was never questioned. Isn't this true about the church and organizations within the society and even of us today? We become extremely defensive when some of our practices are questioned and or challenged. Try changing an event that has been going on for quite some time. I assure you that the backlash will be like a tsunami. Jesus, in his teachings, doesn't challenge the old ways per se. He challenges the wrong interpretation of the old way, and being told that it was wrong multiple times, yet continuing to do it. We call it being hard-headed. In our Christian walk, God calls us to listen to him and not to be so hard-headed, not to be stubborn. There are some things he wants to show us and some places he would like to take us. But if we don't listen to him and value his instruction, it is difficult for us to grow into the people he wants us to be. Don't be stubborn with Jesus. Just as he called Matthew to something new in yesterday's readings, perhaps he is calling you and I to something new. But will you listen?
or will you be stubborn? Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service, and live this day in love for you and one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please share this devotion with those around, and have a blessed day.
Lord, your summons echoes true when you would call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company, I'll go. Some move and live and grow.